Dave, you had a half a year with this club last year and this year. I know you're revitalized and ready to go. What do you like about this club heading into this season?
Well, I like a lot of things about it. I think from day one of spring training, everybody's more focused. I've had a chance to get to know a lot of guys on a better basis. Spring training is really all about, you know, getting their timing down and getting having a good swing thoughts, pitchers getting their arms in shape. Been able to monitor that because what you strive for is have everybody kind of peaking right at the right time to start a season. And I like what I'm seeing almost to a man. We've had some injuries in the spring, and sometimes that's a good thing because it gives you an opportunity to look at other people. And certainly Brett Carroll and now Nady have really made an impression. And the bench is one of my biggest concerns coming into the year. To get the bench that's more functional the way I like to manage rather than what we had last year. Last year was built more on speed and defense, and I like a little more offensive production, protect the guys in the lineup, and it looks like we're going to have a great bench as well as a great bullpen, which are very keys to winning the pennant.
You've done a lot of different things since I last covered you in Baltimore in 96 and 97. Are you a different manager in any way or not?
No, I'm the same manager. You know, it's always, as a manager, you approach every club, all the talent level, differently. I mean, every club is different. You manage, no club is the same the way you manage a ball game. You manage with the talent you have. And ideally, when you have an opportunity, a couple times I've come in during the middle of years, it's much more difficult because that's really a year where you can't make a lot of roster changes. There are not a lot of options. You know, guys can be on a one-year contract, and you just can't fix the club hardly during the middle of the season. But having a full winter and a full spring, it's easier to get the checks and balances that a manager likes going into the season. All the insurance policies on the ball club, in case there's a nagging injury or something, you have guys that can step right in. And I really feel good about this ball club the way it's shaping up.
When you put a bench together, there are some guys who might have more talent than other guys, but certainly that guy with maybe not the most talent is the guy that fits your plan better. Is that a safe assessment to say?
Yes and no. By and large, you know, one of the problems with our ball club last year was we're right-handed offensive, predominantly right-handed, and there were not a lot of options left-handed. You need to have balance in the lineup to consistently be more of a threat offensively. You need checks and balances on the bench, more left-handed hitters on the bench. So if you rest a right-hander, you can control a matchup in your favor. So all those things are really important in putting together a 25-man roster. And I really like the way the job that Rizzo did over the winter and the talent he acquired from out of the organization. I like within the organization, but by and large, I like a bench that has a little more veteran feel to it. It's easier for a veteran to come in the game and pinch hit. It's easier for a veteran to sit and come in the game and play for two or three games in a row and be very productive. It's asking a lot from a younger player.
In terms of this club as you go forward, the National League East, one of the toughest in baseball, but I know you wouldn't have taken this job if you didn't think this team couldn't win and win this division.
No question about it. And you have to have all cylinders running 100%. And it's a lot easier to do it when you got from Jump Street and start of spring training. I think our talent matches up against anybody in the division. And I like the talent. I like the makeup. And the proof is always going to be in the pudding. But I think we're a more relaxed ball club. Guys are staying within themselves. Guys are not trying to do too much. There's a lot of guys on this club that have talent, and if we just play up to that talent, we're going to be fine.
When you were in Baltimore, you had guys like Moose and Jimmy Key and David Wells, Scott Erickson at any one time in the rotation. But here you've got Strauss, Gio, Zim, you had Edwin Jackson, Lannon or Chen Ming when he gets healthy. And I remember you saying earlier this spring, this is about as good as a rotation as you've had at any point.
There's no question. You're comparing a young staff with a more veteran staff that I had in Baltimore. In Baltimore, it was more of a veteran ball club, entirely different from this club. I mean, the offense was swing and miss, hit a home run, and with veteran pitchers. I really had a heavily left-handed bullpen. This ball club compares more to the youth I had in New York. And how you handle a younger staff is a lot different than how you handle a veteran staff. The talent in comparing young guys with veteran guys, I like the talent in Baltimore. I like the talent here. You can compare us with more of a veteran talented ball club in Philadelphia with Holiday, Hamels, and Lee. My guys are a lot younger, but their talent level is about the same. So, like I say, it's going to be just, we got to go out and do the things we're capable of doing, and we can compete with anybody.
Ian and Danny at the top of this lineup with Zim and Wirth, and, you're hoping LaRoche stays healthy and straight on down the line. This lineup can be pretty good if everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, and I'm not really worried about the health. You're more cautious during the spring, and we have very cautious medical staff, which I'm grateful for. But I really like we have more presence with Roach back, a left-handed bat. I've got two left-handed hitting outfielders that are looking a lot better than they looked last year. Danny Espinosa on his left side, he looks much more relaxed, and his left-handed stroke is matching his right-handed stroke, and that's a big thing. Chad Tracy, he was slow starting out in spring, but he's come on rapidly. He's a great addition. So I really like the balance we're creating on this ball club. Gives the manager a lot more options.
Bullpen was the strength of this team last year and has been for a few years, but has a chance to be just as strong this year.
Well, I love the bullpen. I think it can be one of the best in the National League. The one thing that was difficult last year is that when I joined the club, and from Jump Street, I thought we were missing innings out of the staff. Whether it's the starters not giving enough innings or trying to expand the roles of guys in the bullpen. And with the makeup of the club that's going to go north this year, I feel more comfortable that the younger guys will give me more innings than some of the veterans we had last year and more quality innings. And if anything, this year we'll have not have to stretch anybody, but we'll have much more opportunity to rest guys and have them more healthy and ready to go when I use them.
Bryce Harper, a lot of hype obviously surrounding this young guy, but you want him in center field in the minor leagues. Get a chance to look at him down there. But when he gets back here, certainly you said when he gets back here, there's no turning back.
But no question about that. He's a great young talent. He hasn't had much outfield experience here. He's a catcher coming up. And I know he played short and pitched even in high school. I want him to feel comfortable in all the outfield positions, but predominantly center and right. And then let me decide what's the best fit, rather than judging him on, say, 5 or 10 outings in center field. I want him to have enough to where he feels like he's moving and has, center fielder has a bigger obligation because he's going to have somebody on his left and somebody on his right. So it takes experience, and hopefully he'll get that down in Syracuse.
Last thing, why can this club win now?
Well, as a baseball man, I just look at talent. I look at the talent, and I know that last year with the veterans not playing a big role in support of the young talent, put more pressure on the young talent to establish, and they didn't do the things they were capable of doing. I think with the veteran presence here and the veteran bench here, there won't be as much pressure on the young guys, and they can start performing up to their potential. And we do that, it's going to be an awful fun year for everybody involved.
Davey, thanks for the time, and good luck this year.
Thanks, Greg. My pleasure.